working in another dimension. So your flesh and your senses and your will, your own will, will have to be dealt with. Weakness, next word is meekness. That's what we're going to pray, a prayer target. Meek, weakness, I'll explain it to you. Weakness and boldness. Every minister, every intercessor, every musician, every singer, every usher, going to have to be a greeter, whatever aspect of ministry. Everybody in ministry will have to know that we are, as a team, ministering to these people as they come. Okay? So now, meekness, weakness is the first word you won't know. Weakness. If you don't understand weakness, you'll never get in the spirit. Meekness is the second word. And the third word is boldness. The three words don't even sound like they go together. But here we go. We're going to those are our prayer target. All right, here we go. Matthew 26. I had it, let me get it. Again, very important scripture. I had it when I left the back. I see it was 46. It's a scripture I'm looking for. Whoa. Matthew 26:41. Tell me when you're there. And this is something you want. This is something that looked like in the natural that it wouldn't be the right thing. But this is something that you want if you want to move in a different dimension in the spirit. This is something that you have to recognize that you're working in more than one atmosphere. You're working in the atmosphere of the flesh as well as the atmosphere of the spirit. So you want the atmosphere of the spirit to take over the atmosphere of the flesh. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now notice what it says. Watch and pray. You see that?
Yes.
Now prayer target is weakness, meekness, and boldness. We're going to have them all together. But you got to think about two words I'll tell you to think about. Dimension and realm. You're talking about two different realms. You're talking about your natural body that you're going to be in this morning while we're having service, but you also got a spirit on the inside of you. Okay? And you can't watch the spirit from the flesh. And the spirit will not move in the flesh. He won't even talk to the flesh. Okay? Now, you're going to find out that you're going to be, as a minister, and I call all of y'all ministers here to pray, so you as a ministry, you will be wearing a different anointing this morning.
Yes, sir.
Because you'll have your flesh in place. What happened last week, what happened this morning, all going to be in this place. You know where it's supposed to be? Under your feet. Your flesh bring it all up in your body, all up in your mind, but you're supposed to be under your feet. That's how you're going to keep things under your feet when you keep the flesh in place.
Yes, sir.
Got it? He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Now notice what it says here now. And we're going to pray the scriptures this morning. We're going to pray the scriptures. The spirit, Matthew 26:41. The spirit indeed is what? What did it say about the spirit?
It's willing.
Willing. Oh, the spirit indeed is willing. Uh-huh. But it has competition. All the time. Me, you, everybody have competition. What the competition is? But the flesh is weak. So we cannot let the weak flesh run this service. So we as a remnant going to be in the spirit when the people come and know that we have to yield to the spirit will. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Got it? All right. Next scripture. I don't know what between the two. Which one to go first? First Corinthians 2. And then Ephesians 6. Those are the three scriptures we're going to pray. Now, I want you to pray the scripture. Yes, I want you to pray the scripture. I want you to read, watch, and pray. And then I want you to pray about it a little while. And you know you're watching and you're praying in the spirit. All right? So two more words I want to tell you that are going to make you grow immensely. I'm going to use them this way so we can remember them. Within and without. You got to stay in the spirit. You got to stay within. In the flesh, you're going to be without. You're going to be on the outside. Inside and outside. Inside, you're capable of operating in both places. But you're in authority. All right? So you're either in the spirit or you're out of the spirit. Either in the spirit or you're out in the flesh. Don't mean you're a bad person. You just don't know what you're doing. When they say the spirit is willing, it's saying stay on the inside of you. Don't let, I'm going too far now. Don't let the spirit of distraction on the outside stop the law of attraction on the inside. Attraction on the inside. See, you attract the presence of God. You attract the will of God from the inside. But there's a distractor on the outside, even in prayer meeting. When you don't know how to say, shut up, flesh, you're in trouble. All right? So go over now. You see Paul in 1 Corinthians 2. He says some things about, I got to show you. We're going to start praying in a little while. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Write down on your note, teamwork. Teamwork. So I have to depend on you who are here to be flowing. We'll create a nucleus. I said before y'all got in here, all ushers, everybody, y'all are ministers, so y'all got to be in the same spirit that I'm in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And y'all got to be on the inside. If y'all on the outside, I'm up here working on the inside, we got flesh and spirit trying to mingle, and they don't work together. So that's why I don't like a whole lot of laughing and joking and clowning around with my leaders, because they're going to have to be focused. I know y'all got to speak and laugh and talk, but you don't get in the flesh talking about everything about fishing and riding motorcycles, nothing like that. No, you got to be ready, man. This is serious business. And the spirit can't move in that type of atmosphere. You got to talk about that later. All right? Now, notice here, I'm going to read it right quick, 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you. Now here in verse 3. Yeah, verse 3. And I was with you what? And in what?
And
what?
In
all right, now what are you talking about there? You see? He's talking about, it's the spirit and the flesh. You want to be weak in the flesh. Because the flesh, you don't want the flesh to be strong in here. We ain't talking about sickness, disease. We're talking about taking over. Satanic forces work through the flesh of the believer. It can't work through your spirit. And so if you're strong in the spirit, your flesh is under your control, not under no outside control. You got it?
Yes.
All right, so you say, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. That's a good position to be in. That's how you won't go in the spirit. That's how you go in the spirit. You can't go in the spirit no other way. You can't go in the spirit with your doctor's degree or your elegance or your all the scriptures you know. You got to go in there in weakness and fear and trembling because the flesh will rise up and give you a fake experience with God. It's just a flesh experience. It's not really a real experience. You just felt something. All right? So we're dealing with three targets. What are the three targets? What?
Weakness,
y'all got here. Y'all got here. Some of y'all just got here. You got you on time, but weakness, meekness, and boldness is going to be the prayer target in a few minutes. Weak in the flesh, strong in the spirit. All right, Ephesians 6 now. Ephesians 6. In other words, I'm not planning on being by myself this morning. After y'all can do praying, y'all ain't through. We got to minister this whole service out. When you see this service get tight, you break it. I got to train my churches now. I got to go train my churches. They got ministers, they're people in there. They got to train them to know those, especially those of you who faithful, you come to prayer and you come to maturity class. You the one that creating the team for this whole ministry. Some are unconcerned. They're just coming to get ready. I'm not fussing with them no more. They need to learn how to do what's right. There's too much going on here for them to be at home and playing around. All right? Ephesians chapter 6 now, verse 18 now. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. How?
In the Spirit.
That's in the Holy Ghost, the capital S. Then it says praying. Now, you're not only praying, what else you doing? And what?
Watching.
Now, didn't the other voice tell us in Matthew, watch and pray? You watch and pray in the Spirit. You don't watch what color dress you got on. You watch and pray in the Spirit. Now, I'll tell you this right now, saints. When you in the Spirit, the flesh going to try to pull you out every time. Because Satan used the flesh. Because he know once you get over in the Spirit, you become his master. Watch this. I want you to synchronize with this. I'm back in it, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching, right?
Yes.
Thereunto with what? What's perseverance mean? Huh? Pressing through. Why? Why what? The flesh don't want you to go in the Spirit. Say it.
The flesh don't want me to go in the Spirit.
See, the flesh and Satan lose control when you go in the Spirit. Flesh and Satan lose control when you go in the Spirit. Watching there do it all perseverance and supplication, shopping list for all saints. Everybody need get met. Everybody get their assignment from God this morning, what God want them to do next week. You heard that? And then Paul said, now look at the 19 and the 20th verse. And for me that utters me, but I thought he speak in weakness, not with excellence of speech, in weakness and fear and trembling. I thought that's what he told us in the other verse. Look what he says now. And for me that utters may be given to me that I may open my mouth. Where the weakness at? Where the weakness? Where is the weakness? No, tell me where the weakness at. In the flesh. Where the trembling at? In the flesh. You see it?
Yes.
Other words, we can't do this. This morning, what we're about to do now, pray. We can't do this in the flesh. Why? That's where your weakness at. Open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Look at verse 20. For which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly. It got to be from the Spirit. It can't be from Leroy. It can't be from Terry up there singing. I sure don't want to hear Terry. Huh. I don't want to hear them boys picking them guitar. I don't want to hear them. I want them to be in the Spirit. I don't want Mac taking me to no seat in his flesh. Skinning and grinning and clowning. I want him to take me there as a man of God,
God.
That his job is important. I don't want no greeter just standing there with cheese showing her teeth. I want her to be anointed and have the Spirit on her. And then when the service get the flowing, when the word come, your all answers will be given to everybody sitting next to you because you are anointed. Let me ask you a question. This is going to determine here something. Some of y'all start coming to the altar. We're going to start praying. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you here by choice? Did you want to come here this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah, I don't want you to be here by arm twist because you're great. Go on home because you're not going to even be able to flow with what we're doing. We come here as a team. I want you to write down teamwork. That's one of the key words that a ministry must have, teamwork. We're in this thing together. Don't make me carry this whole thing when I come up here. Pastor ain't got nothing. Y'all, but y'all got to handle y'all part. You follow what I'm saying, Jan? Yeah, you see, you got to be ready to handle your part because you're a minister. So our target is what?
Weakness.
All right. So now the boldness going to be in your spirit when you have your flesh under weakness, that the flesh cannot do this. So what I want you to do now, go back to Matthew 26. Go back to Matthew 26. I'm going to show you how to pray this. We're going to start praying. Wasn't it Matthew 26? It was Matthew 26, right?
Yes,
40 what?
41.
All right, Matthew 26, 41. Turn now. And it's not, you may have to stop and listen some while we're praying this morning and be ready to write. I'm going to let you go back so you can get your place to write in a few minutes. But it's important that you pray that way. Where my musicians at? I see Terry. Where the rest of your singers at? Let me see you. Let me see your hand. Where you at? All right. Where is it? All right. Where the musicians at? They're not here. They're outside somewhere. I saw one of them, I thought. Mac, go find. Where outside where? They need to be up in here. They're going to be all out of tune. These people are going to be more anointed than them. You can't play to an anointed people if you're not anointed. We just might sing without music this morning. I'll just find out. What it is, 26 what? 46, 41. 41, 41, 41, 41. Watch and pray, right? All right, start praying. If we're going to pray that part, then we'll go back to another part. Rabba shaka tarorabba sekiri. Father, we're watching and praying for this service, watching for your move, watching for what you desire. We're praying for every person that show up that you bless their life. So you told us to watch and pray, and we're watching and praying. You told us twice to watch and pray. Thank you that our eyes are open, that we can see what you want us to see. In Jesus' name, thank you. We're watching and praying. For this service, particularly for every person, every visitor, every member, every person, all out on television, all over the world, we're praying for those who be listening. Lock verse 18 with that while you're praying that. Ephesians 6:18. You can hold two spots. Watch that. Watch and pray. You're praying from the 41st verse, right? Now go to Ephesians 6:18 and see what you're doing. With all prayer, praying all with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching. You're doing it twice. You're telling them, watch and pray. You see it? Now pray those scriptures. Those two scriptures. Pray those scriptures. Read a little part, then pray it. Now write this down. Do you hear things when you're praying? You hear things. This is going to help you so much. That I enter not into temptation of being unplugged up. The currents can't come if you're not connected. If you don't put a cord in the socket and leave it in there, it's not gonna, the light not gonna burn, the fan not gonna blow, the vacuum cleaner not gonna work. So I want, watch and pray that you enter not in temptation, the temptation of being unplugged, back in my flesh. I'm not going there. My spirit will be in control this morning. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. Pray that out. Shake in. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. So I have to be out. I will function in the will of my spirit. The praying matches 26:41. Ephesians what? 6:18, right? The two scriptures we're praying. I want you to look at them every now and then. Look at the scripture, because the scripture is the one that enforce your prayer. Scriptures enforce your prayer. Scriptures enforces your prayer. You always pray the scripture. Don't just pray. Pray scripture. There's another scripture that said, Lord, when, or it's a song, when I'm weak, no, it's a scripture, you strong. Talking about being weak in the flesh, that he can be strong in the spirit. You got it? Huh? Oh, you got some baggage. Yeah, we got, all of us got some baggage. I know some of y'all think I live modest. No, you got some baggage that need to be dealt with. So go ahead and pray about them baggage. Thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're watching and praying for this morning service, for the people of God who's coming. I thought about that we enter not in temptation, not to be willing with the Spirit. Don't know about that the Spirit indeed is willing. Don't know about to be in the Spirit. Don't know about the flesh is weak. Cha-cha, I stopped my weak flesh this morning. Jashaka from controlling me. Talalaba shaka talalo boshukua. Zedede buru ba ba barato ko she te te kuru boshukua. Yarala bashuko te de 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 de. Andele boshuko te de te 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 kosa talaba kosuru ko she de. Rabba ba ba sa taro ko she ke te le buru ba 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 sa taro ko she. Andele boshuko te de te te kosu ko she ke te de te kosu te. Andele bosu ko she te 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 te. Andele boku she de kosa tala boku she de. Ara ba 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 sa ko she de kosa tala mongu rosa de. De bosu ko she te. Right. I must see myself on the same flight this morning. We're on the same flight. I must see myself, I'm on the same flight. In other words, we're on the same plane. Other words, we're going to the same destination.
Yes, sir.
The presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Our destination this morning is the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Once we accept his presence, everything spread out. Yes. Every need be met. Every problem be solved. But we've got to be on the same flight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
we're on the same flight.
So
one of us shouldn't be arriving in California, the other one arriving in New York. We're on the same flight. In the spirit. Watch and pray. When you're watching and praying, any disturbance try to come, you got that covered. Anybody just come on set in the flesh, you know, and pull on the service, you got them covered. You got to watch and pray.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You're dealing with your weakness, meekness and your boldness together. Matthew 26:41, right?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, really. That's the one where I didn't go all the way with it. And then Ephesians 6:18 through 20. Those are three scriptures we're praying. We're in Matthew right now, Matthew 26:41 and Ephesians 6:18. I want you to pray the scripture. Go ahead. You can pray in English, whatever way you want to pray. You can pray the scripture out if you want. Brasuko shaka. Tararabasata. Praying always with all prayer. Sararabashuribasa. In supplication. In the spirit. In the spirit. Out of the flesh. In the spirit. Shatakurab. In the spirit. Kurubab. In the spirit on the Lord's day. Katsa. I'm in the spirit. Urepa yaya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ayayayaya, koshaya. Ramamanushkunereshat. Rabababababa. Saturu koshete. Flooded in the spirit. Rubababa kasa tara koshete. Rabababa. See, can y'all find some of the musicians? Rabasi. See the musician, right? Call them. Get on the phone. Call them. What, got their number? Call them. Where they at? They need to be up in here. Don't come in here and play from a dead start. Shaturu babara sokoshi ketebo sokoshi. Ramama sokoshi tete. Rabu might not have none this morning. Kacharara bokoshi ketebo. Karara bokoshi tetegubara baro koshi tete. Andele bokoshi tete. Urubaba koshi tete. Kosoko shakaturu koshi tete. Arada baba baba sokoshi tete. Buru baba baba sakururu. Shehikataru babara kosokoshi tete. Watch and pray. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Pray your way out of the flesh. Thank you, Lord. I feel it coming in. We're a team, Lord. Everybody, Sata in the spirit. Listen. There's only one way we can all be on one accord. That's Acts chapter 2. Turn down. That's only one way we all can be on one accord in the spirit. That's the only way. I feel the spirit now. I don't know, you know, I got feeling with God, me. I feel the spirit. I feel our hearts becoming in harmony. You see, I sense that right now. You can somebody say? I sense the presence of God. You. Huh? It's so sweet. So sweet when we get that flesh out the way. He just come. He just waiting on somebody to be in a team spirit on one accord. He's all over the world looking for somebody to get in the spirit. So we show we got differences in the flesh, but not in the spirit, because we have the same Father. Amen. The reason the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2, they were praying and they was on one accord. Yes. How can we be on one accord? In the spirit. Yes. I had my mess this week, you had your mess. We don't need this mess, we need to be in the spirit. Yes. I sense you invoke his presence. I can't take much of this, man. My goodness. What a sweet spirit. What a sweet spirit, man. And it don't take long, do it? You see how quick we got in the spirit? Now you can't walk in this in the flesh. Now a musician to come and try by their talent, you can't walk in this with talent. You got to be in the spirit, man. He here now, you can get him. He here. Shout out, Obo. It don't take long, man. So you invited him right, you see. He can't operate in the flesh. He operate in the spirit. He can't operate in talent. He operate in the spirit. So in weakness and fear and trembling is the talent that you need to function in the spirit. Weakness, fear, and trembling is the talent that you need to operate. Woo, woo. Weakness, fear, and trembling is the talent that you need to operate in the spirit. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for the ministering gift in the Spirit. Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. I agree. Oh, oh, the Holy Ghost. Spirit is willing, her flesh is weak. Shepherd us out. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Spirit is willing. Flesh is weak. Watch out.
Yeah.
Now let's close on. I want to show you something. I want to show you something.
Thank you, Lord.
Look in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. This is what just transpired. You ready now? You ready now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory.
Sir.
Yes, sir. See, when someone is ministering in the spirit, are you ready to receive it? You see what I'm saying? If not, you'll get only a part of it, and it'd be sort of fragmented to you, but it won't be in the fullness of the spirit. Are you following me? It won't be in the fullness. And so here's so important what you've done now in verse 10. The whole book of Revelation came by this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait, let me say it again. The whole book of Revelation came by what you just did.
Yes, sir.
So every revelation you need will come to you today.
Yes.
See, the whole book of Revelation didn't come by going to church. It didn't come by spending a lot of time praying and spending a lot of time reading.
Yes,
the main objective is get in. What I said? Write that down now, because it's going to help your life. This maturity here. The main objective, anytime there's a transaction going on with the Bible or with prayer or with you ministering, the main objective is you want to get out of the way and get in the spirit. You notice what happened when his presence came? All of us was touched, right? Yeah, that can happen all the time. All they need is a remnant in the
spirit.
It's sort of like, I can't explain it no better than this. Explain it. You see, there's a shifting, drifting, and lifting in the spirit. Now, the drifting is you're aiming to get out of the flesh, deeper into the spirit. So even in ministering the word, you see me, I'm shifting, drifting, and lifting. You see me here, look like she like he hit a bump, like he like Pastor kind of wheel together. I'm trying to get in there, man. Because I know if I just minister to you out of the flesh, you're not gonna get your answer. Other men went on the Isle of Patmos, where Revelation was given. John, not the only one who went there, but John. Other men come to Word of Life Christian Center.
That's right.
Did you get it? I ain't got too much. Well, you wasn't in the spirit. Now, because of my weakness, my fear, and my trembling, I got to come here aiming to get in the spirit every time, or you'll see the real me, and you don't want to see that. Why? It ain't much to see. And I sure don't want to see the real you. In the aspect of the natural.
Amen.
You remember the last time you was madder than hell? So he says here, I was in the spirit. Come on, I was in the spirit. I mean, in Revelation 1:10, no act like y'all don't know where I am. I was in the spirit. So by being in the spirit, what happened? You hear the Lord's voice, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You want to go a little deeper right quick?
Yes.
Look at the 12th verse.
Okay. Yes, sir. To God, Jesus.
How do you see a voice? Musician would not be praying today if it wasn't that prayer. We're just going to sing something. Because we're too deep now for y'all. We're too deep for your talent. So y'all little song, y'all little beat, y'all going to get some other kind of beat and clap your hand, whatever you're going to do, because we're going on, and then the musician's going to be here for prayer next time. Because I wouldn't put them in this type of anointing with their talent. The flesh, spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. These people have got in tune to the spirit. You won't be able to minister to them. You don't have what it takes. It's not talent. It's not talent. I just had to hit. No, I'm not regretting hitting y'all this morning, because I need to hit you all, because we got to put God first. And as I said, let me close here. As I said, every usher, every musician, every singer, every greeter, every intercessor, parking lot attendant, everybody play a part back in the children's church and nursery. Everybody here, whatever part you play, you're in ministry. And you have to be in the spirit. You can't, even dealing with those children, you have to be in the spirit with those children. You have to be in the spirit. Nothing that is not in the spirit, it can't be no more in two places. See, so meekness, weakness, meekness, and boldness go together. But if you get bold in the flesh and people in the spirit, sometimes you're going to pull them into the flesh and they're going to miss what they need to get. Now, the presence of the Lord is here now in the very atmosphere. See, and now flesh will try to bob or weaken this anointing that we have. You know, we've got to get back to our seats and do certain things. But we got it. See, because that watching and praying is never turned off. See, when you go back to your seat, it's not turned off. That doesn't mean you have to be saying no words. But see, you got that already in you. And so when the words start traveling in this atmosphere, you will be able to. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What do you say? And heard. Behind me. What kind of voice? Then he said in the 12th verse, and I turned to see the voice. Yes. And being turned, I saw. Yes. Now the seven golden candlesticks, what he saw was in the spirit. Yes. I saw in the spirit. So I heard in the spirit. Uh-huh. I saw in the spirit. I got what I came for. Yes. But if you don't, if you come just if you don't, the flesh going to take over. One more time, Matthew's, I don't have no order. Matthew's 26:41, I'm out of order. Matthew 26:41, you need 40, is 41 good? Huh? 26:41, everybody in here open my Bible. Everybody up here, y'all, some of y'all wasn't in prayer. Open my Bible so you can be in the spirit when I start ministering the word of God there. You find a Bible. I want everybody to look at this scripture. I'm trying to prepare you to receive. How many of y'all want to receive? Amen. But it's the only way you receive in this realm, in this dimension. The only way you receive is that you know how to get in the spirit. Now, boys, y'all get together and pray. I'm gonna let y'all play. Getting together, all you musicians get together in the huddle and pray. Catch hands. Start praying. Y'all start praying right now. Pray in tongues. Get that scripture. Get the other musician. Hurry up. Y'all get together and start praying. Y'all be on time next time. I'm going to let y'all play. Call that mercy. Thank you for mercy. That's right. All that is mercy. But God is merciful. But you see how they're praying? Those men, they did respect me. So they'll be on time. You see that voice? You got that voice? Now, men, y'all get y'all Bibles to y'all catch. I got y'all praying, but get the Bibles so y'all catch his voice, because I want y'all to be in the, on his voice. Matthew 26:41, right?
Yes,
it's on the board up there. You see it up there. If you don't have a Bible, there it is. Watch and pray. It's talking about watching in the spirit. We as Christians, we qualified to do this. We've been church folks too long. We have to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. What temptation? See, you're always talking about adulterers. No, the temptation of not being in the spirit.
That's right. That's the temptation.
The temptation when the spirit is speaking you all that. Are you seeing me? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit, what? Indeed is willing. What is here next, though?
The flesh.
And nobody want that, you know. Well, we all got it. All our flesh weak in some area, and especially when you're talking about stepping over in the spirit. Watch this. You can't step over there. In this. But when the anointing come on you, this become that.
Yes.
Then you step. I love y'all children. I'm trying to get y'all to get deeper in the spirit, you see. Now, yeah, you want to go deeper, you see, because just going to church is not good enough. Coming to the building is not good enough. How many of y'all want to hear what the Lord's saying? You're going to have to be in the spirit. Do that scripture say the flesh profit is nothing? You got a scripture that says the flesh profit is nothing. What scripture that is? Huh? John what? Turn there. I don't care what time it is. When you're in the spirit, you're not on time.
No, amen.
We got visitors, man. Y'all, we messing up here now. We just visitors and we're cutting up like this. Y'all have mercy on us. Well, I'm just trying to get somewhere here. In the spirit. Say, in the spirit.
In the spirit.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's
day. I'm in the spirit.
I'm in the spirit.
On the Lord's day.
On the Lord's day.
Therefore. I will hear, and see.
And see.
Hallelujah. It's the spirit that's quickening it.
Yes, sir.
Now, what is your next?
The flesh profits nothing.
What?
Nothing.
But look at this nice dress I have on.
That's nothing.
And I worked on my hair for 3 hours. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you. Now think about it. Now you still in the flesh. Watch, I'm still in the flesh. Watch, stay. Think about it. You still in the flesh. The word that I speak to you, I'm still in the flesh. Now I have not gotten the spirit. They are spirit, and they are life. What have happened to me now? I'm in the flesh yet. I heard words. But they had no spirit, no life in it. Oh, I'm a Christian. I love God. But that don't make no difference. Your loving God, if you're not in the spirit, your loving God is not going to work. When this word is spoken, when I come up here and read a text and start talking, if you're not in the spirit and I'm speaking in the spirit, I'm definitely going to be speaking in the spirit because I prepared myself. You're not going to get it.
No.
You might catch the rhyme, but you'll never catch the rhythm. See? Oh, that man can preach. Yeah, but what did you get? What beat can have, what beat you can have in your life because you heard what he said.
Yes. Amen.
What changes you can make.
Yes.
See, my God, immediately, straightway, and suddenly it can't function when people are not in the spirit. Instant healing. Instant understanding. Instant wisdom. Instant change. Something need to be changed at home, be changed while you in here. Y'all start playing, start singing, start. That was a wonderful time we spent together, wasn't it? You felt that? I love it. 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 Hallelujah.
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 Right, y'all start doing something. Play. Y'all start. Play. Play. Sing. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Write the word expectation down right now and circle it. Because anything could happen here right now. Expectation. Say it. Say the word out your mouth. Expectation. I'm in expectation. From God. In the spirit. Get what you need this morning. Whatever you need. That's why you're here this morning. He got it. He'll supply it supernaturally. He'll supply it in the spirit. But everybody can get what they need this morning. Tell somebody next to you, get what you need this morning.
Get what you